Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 41st edition of Bergamo Film Meeting. I'm honored to be with Ursula Meyer, whose work will be celebrated and shown at this year's edition. So welcome, Ursula. Welcome back, actually, on Fred.
Hi, buongiorno, grazie mille. So, I'm very happy to come to present my old works at the Bergamo Film Festival. It's a big honor and great pleasure.
Yes, what did you think about, you know, this homage that the Bergamo Film Meeting is doing with your work?
No, it's a great moment because it's like a flashback of what you made in a way, and it's a big honor, and at the same time it's strange because I think I'm not so old director, so when I shoot a film, it's always I have the feeling that it's my first movie, so. Inside in me, I feel like a young director, so it's a great pleasure, a great honor, and at the same time, it's sometimes I say, oh my God, I hope I'm not an old director in a way.
The festival wrote on its website that you masterfully analyze the profound ambivalence of emotional ties. What do you think is the fil rouge of your work, if there is one?
Yes, it's funny that you talk about fil rouge, because all my work is in balance on a fil, in a way, in a border, because my work talks about border, but not border between a country or so, but border in ourselves and in our society, in our family. So I like to be like a funambule in a way, and not to go, how to say, to fall down right or left, but to be in balance. Sometimes it could be ridiculous, but I hope it's not. And sometimes it could be like comedy. I like to play with different genres, drama, absurd comedy, burlesque, sometimes science fiction, like in my home, my first movie.
Yes.
And I like to not to be in a box to say, okay, the movie of Ursula Meyer are that or that. I like to play with different genres. It's very important to me not to have an etiquette or to say, okay, cinema of Ursula is that. I like to be deep in the complex psychology of character, of human behavior. If I could, I will shoot inside the body, inside the head, to feel how we are complex and in contradiction and sometimes with love, sometimes with hate. So I like to show the complexity of us, of a human.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have to say that of your cinema, of your films, I've always loved the fact that women especially are never one-dimensional, are never what you expect them to be. And that's relieving,
yes.
You know? Because we are like that.
Yeah.
We're all different. We can even be, as we watched in the La Linea, we can even be violent. And people portray us. Always, you know, they tell us that if we guided the world wouldn't be violent. And it's not as easy as they say.
Yes. Yes, I like to show very strong woman character, like many film directors I love so much, like Jane Campion, for example, or Barbara Loden, or very great woman film director. Maybe I have this common point.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I think what is a woman? It's very important. So, for example, as you told, La Ligne, in the line, there is a question of woman violence, not only physical violence as Margaret, the main character, but also psychological violence. Yes. For example, with the character of the mother, embodied by Valeria Bruni Tedeschi. Yes, I like this complexity because the character of Valeria Bruni Tedeschi, she's a mother, but she's never been a mother in a way. She's a young woman and a grandmother, but she's never been a mother, a simple mother. So what is a mother? That's the question. It's also a question because she was a pianist and she said that she stopped the piano because she became a mother, but of course not. But the film is about also what is a woman as an artist, as a woman, as a mother. So there is a lot of question about a woman in a movie. That's right.
Speaking of women, and more especially about women directors, I was wondering, how was the situation in terms of, you know, equality or, let's say, same possibilities when you started? And how is it now? Do you feel that something has really changed for women directors?
Yes. Yes, really. Because when I was in a film school, we were just two women in a direction section as a, to become a director. And and the second woman was doing the first year again, So I was the only one who was in the second year. So it was very strange. Now, of course, it's better, of course, not of course, but I hope better, because I'm teaching in film school in Europe, for example, in France or in Switzerland. And now there is the parity in the film school. So that's a first step in a way. But after that, you can see that there is not so much first film directed by women. And second film, there is less. And third film, there is more or less. And so, and that's strange in a way that there is equality in a film. It's cool, but not really after. So that's a big question. And also there is, how to say, a border with, how we say in French, we say un plafond de verre. It means that as a woman director, you never have the budget for a big,
production
film with a big budget. And so, and it, why? So there is still fight and still work, but it's in a good way, I think. And yes, because when I start, we were just two in a film school, and now there is really equality. That's great. Yes, it's not finished. For example, you can see at the César in France, it's very strange because you have beautiful films, big success in France, and there were no nominated except Valeria Bruni Tedeschi for best a movie and best director. I don't understand why. It's very strange. So there is still work. Yes, really. But for the Swiss film, for example, I'm Swiss also, and there is three women on the five for the best film. So that's great in a way. But in France, it's very strange this year. And the industry in France say why? Because there is big success in French film directed by woman director and beautiful press and so, and they are not nominated. It's so there is still work.
Still work to do. Yes, in Italy as well, I guess, and I think.
Yeah.
One last thing, Ursula.
Unfortunately,
speaking again about women, do you think that, you know, there's a female gaze, or we're all different, and there's not a genre division? People say sometimes that the women, you know, have a different look at things, you know, that you can say, you can tell if a film is directed by a woman. Do you think
Yes.
that is true, or it's just about differences, you know, that we're all different, so of course there's a different look.
Yes, but for what is strange for me is that I'm a film director. So as a film director, I don't think with distance. I'm inside of the fabrication of a movie, of a script, of a story, how I will shoot it. So I'm totally inside, and I'm not thinking about my female vision in a way, woman vision, but as a director with no genre. It's important for me.
Sure.
So I don't really want to have this external point of view, because it can change my feeling as a director. Maybe it's a work of a film critic or sociologic people to do this vision, because they are just a spectator or analyst. But as a film director, I don't want to think with this genre approach, because I'm a film director. I'm a woman, of course, and I work with a lot of women. My DP, Agnès Godard, my assistant is a woman, my editor is a woman. There is a lot of women. I don't, it's by coincidence that I have a lot of women, because I love to work with this great talent. Lely Quétier, my editor, is a great, great talent. She works with how to say, this great Italian film director, Alice Rovara, for example. And so I have the chance to work with a big talent woman technician. So in a way, I'm totally feminist and engaged with my work. But I really don't have the necessity, and I don't want to have this external point of view about that. I think this is really the work of critics, to have this point of view, because I'm a woman, and of course my work is imprint, we say, by that. But if I start to analyze myself, I think it's strange. It's a strange approach for me, because I'm thinking like a film director, not like a woman film director.
And that's how it
because
should be.
Because this is equality. We
yes.
For example, when I'm in a jury, people told me, "Are you in the jury because sometimes because you are a woman?" And I don't want to have this question, because if we start to say you are a woman and you are the jury, that's a problem. So I really fight with my work. With the character as a woman, I work with a lot of women, so it's in a way my position.
I totally agree, Ursula. Thank you so much for being with us, for talking about your work, and good luck with, you know, this homage and retrospective at the 41st edition of Bergamo Film Meeting, and I hope to meet you again in person next time.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And we've been talking to Ursula Meyer, who's being homaged at the 41st edition of Bergamo Film Meeting. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.